Don't think that we always talk about the assertives, doing this and doing that and how they have to control themselves. It doesn't matter what personality type you are. Remember, the last impression is the lasting impression, because there's not an analyst or accommodator in this world that doesn't have a line where they won't go full assertive if they're not watching what they're doing and close their notebooks. Put their pen in their little loop, look across the table and say, "And we're done here," and get up and walk out the door. They're, by the way, you're being trespassed. There's not a personality type that isn't prone to lashing out. So remember, the last impression is the lasting impression, and remember to control that, because we always talk about how the assertives are more prone to it, but they ain't got the market cornered. I've seen plenty of analysts. I've seen accommodators that lose their absolute minds and destroy anything going forward because they get up and scream and point their finger before they walk out of the room. And we all just have to be aware of it.
Yeah, that's a good
To
point.
Derek's point, control that trigger. You can't control the trigger, control your response to the trigger.
Yeah. And the key there is respond instead of react.
Yep.
And those two words are extremely important. You can respond to anything. When you react to something is what tends to get you in trouble. So part of conquering that issue is thinking about it before you go into a conversation, especially if you know a conversation is going to be difficult. If you know a conversation that you're going into could be something that could potentially put you on edge, have that thought process before you go in. Okay, I'm going into this conversation. This person sometimes gets my goat, so I need to, just be prepared and stay curious and think before I speak. If you do all that before you go into that conversation, it's going to be much easier. Now, it's the triggers when you're having a normal conversation. All of a sudden, somebody says something. You're like, "Oh my gosh!" You feel yourself go. Argh. If you recognize what happens to you individually when you go through that, that's how you can calm that trigger down. For me, I tend to take a deep breath in, and everything tightens up. And as soon as that happens, I know, "Oh, here comes me. That's going to come out swinging. I need to calm that down." And you need to recognize what that trigger is inside you. Everybody has some kind of little physical thing that happens to them right before they explode. And so when you can figure out what that is and you feel that happening, you can take a deep breath and kind of stop it from coming to. Now, there are going to be times when you can't stop that trigger. And like Marcel and I've had several conversations about when it has something to do with our kids and something goes wrong, our first thought is, "I will kill you. I will kill you where you stand." And sometimes that is like, when it's a really emotional thing, it's hard to stop that. So you need to recognize it. And even if that reaction comes before you can stop it, you need to know how to respond to that reaction that you just had with that person.
I
Yeah.
think
And,
we have a question.
oh, we do have a couple questions.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Kind of give us your question because it's scrolled down, plus I'm blind as a bat and can't read it right now. So if you can just kind of tell us the question.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so basically I just started a new job and it's actually quite a huge step up for me in a way that so previously I used to do more like kind of on-place things. Now my understanding is that I'll have to have like, big view, big picture, get involved in big picture things as well, which I previously did just partially, but now I'm thinking, I'm understanding that I'll have to be engaged more and more in this kind of stuff, which I don't have like enough confidence in at this point, at least, that I need some time to learn, but my coworkers, I mean, they've been in this like for a long time and they know what they're doing and everything. And basically they are, I think it's okay, for them to just test the level of knowledge of the new joiner, just to understand, like, but what is bothering me is my reaction to that, because I either feel very incompetent and I'm like, oh my God, I'm having like huge imposter syndrome, or I'm like finding myself trying to come up with an answer even if I don't know the answer. So yeah, I'm just thinking what would be the best way like to navigate this until I feel comfortable to speak up or having some opinion on things,
So you just took the first step by asking this question, because you realize that it's something that you want to work on, something that you need to deal with. So yay, bravo. That's step number one, recognizing it. So step number two is if they ask you a question and you're not quite sure you know what the right answer is, use an audit. Okay, use an audit. Accusation audit is the best way, especially in a new situation like that, because if they say, hey, what do you think about this, this, and this? And you're going, oh God, I don't know what to say. Just say, whew, this is probably going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. And then pause and then give the answer. Trust your intuition to give the answer that you feel is the right answer. If it's not right, they're going to tell you it's not right. But if you use an audit first and say, this is probably going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, then they're going to go, oh, she doesn't know the answer. And then if you say the answer after that and you get the answer right, they're going to go, yes, you do. You know what you're talking about. So practice using that audit. First of all, it'll make you feel better because it preempts your answer with, hey, I probably don't know what I'm saying. And then they take it a little easier on you because you audited them first. Also, listen more than you talk. As the new person on the block, listen, listen, listen. Okay. Don't try to talk too much at the beginning because you need to hear what everybody has to say. You need to scope out the situation that's going on between you and these new coworkers before you start just speaking up. A lot of people make that mistake. They feel like I need to talk a lot so people think I'm smart. Actually, if you listen more, you become smart and you don't have to try and, you know, speak up when you don't quite know what you're saying until you get more comfortable.